chances are you didn't wake up thinking about buying tires today. Only about 2% of the population are ready to buy anything on a given day. But when that day comes that you're in the 2% and you need new tires, Commercial Tire Solution can help you find the Michelin or BF Goodrich tires you need. Dylan Keim has the very best selection of Michelin or BF Goodrich tires, the very best for your money. So when you're in the 2%, see Commercial Tire Solutions, just north of Seneca on Highway 63, and buy online at CommercialTireSolutions.com.
JC Ag Solutions invites you to a free seminar, Managing the Farm in a Challenging Environment, by Matt Bennett, Grain Marketing Expert, on March 18th from 10 to noon at the Northeast Kansas Heritage Complex at the Jackson County Fairgrounds. Farmers can get information and advice needed to make critical decisions within their respective operations. Learn how new corn and soybean products combat stress and discover how spoon-feeding your crops with biologicals and micronutrients can increase ROI. For more information or to RSVP, call 785-305-1752.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's Nathan Bunk with more information about Full Throttle Repair in Everest.
We've been around since about 2004, do a lot of auto repair and do just about any job. Most people don't realize what all we do here. We can do about any kind of diagnostic work, alignments. We carry Interstate batteries. We're a dealer for Jasper Engine, certified transmission, authorized Falcon Tire dealer. You can call us at 785-548-7770. You can find us on Facebook and send us a message. You can also go to our website, www.ftrepair.com.
It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Here we go, our state basketball tournament coverage. It continues across the MSC Sports Radio Network, KNTA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tabman with you from the Hutchinson Sports Arena, the site of the Class 3A state basketball tournaments and its girls first round action today. And we bring you the top ranked and number one team in the state, 23-0 Silver Lake. Their run to a championship, it begins today against the 8-seed Lady Wildcats out of Haven. Our pregame coverage is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina, with record-breaking enrollments, great new facilities, and top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Visit them online at kwu.edu as we get you set for the tip-off of the first of four first-round games today. You'll hear my conversation with Silver Lake basketball coach Kyle Porter. He has had great success. He's a near number four, and he has been to the state tournament in all four seasons, but the Eagles in search of their first state championship since 2016. Our pregame continues after a timeout. You'll hear my conversation with Kyle Porter, and then we'll come back after that, get you set with more numbers, the starting lineups, and the tip-off. The run to a state championship, it starts today for top-ranked and number one Silver Lake, and our pregame continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Houlton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Denison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Houlton Point, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
State basketball tournament coverage here for the girls' Class 3A championships here in Hutchinson. Brandon Tamman with you, joined by the Silver Lake girls' basketball coach, that is Kyle Porter. Eagles, the number one seed and undefeated at 23-0. Coach, certainly very familiar, you know, with being out here in Hutchinson over the course of your time at Silver Lake. This year may feel a little bit different with how dominant your season has been coming in. Can you just talk about the season as a whole? 23-0, of course, a lot of expectations coming in and still a ton to play for here over the next few days. But are you surprised a little bit at how dominant your team was throughout the course of the year?
I don't know if surprised is the right word. I think we expected to compete at a high level all year, especially with the amount of experience that we have. To average 33 point differential in our games and to really not have a game within 15 points except for one. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I expected that, which is a testament to our girls and their ability to take each game as its own and to compete at a high level consistently throughout a long season. So, we're excited to be back in Hutchinson, Kansas. We feel like we've got a level of comfort here, and hopefully that can propel us on throughout the tournament.
You have so many great players that have a ton of experience, but I want to start with Mackenzie McDaniel, your 6'1 senior Emporia State commit. I know at one point she had a Division I offer from Abilene Christian. She reached that 1,000-point total towards the beginning of the year. Not many Silver Lake players have done that. Just what have you seen from her progression, and how dominant of a player she has been, not just this season, but throughout the course of her career?
Yeah, Mackenzie McDaniel has been dominant. She's a four-year starter for us. Every year she's kind of added to her game, and we've seen her game grow, and that's a testament to how hard she's worked, especially in the summer playing high competition at the AAU and then how she's fit in with us. But especially this year, just her ability to finish around the basket. She has great touch. She can finish with both hands. And is still really mobile around the basket, being able to find her shot. So we've relied on her a lot. And, you know, there's a lot of teams that the first thing they have to do is figure out how to take away easy baskets by her. So love having Kinsey and a huge part of our success.
Another player I want to talk about real quick, McKinley Kruger, 5'6 senior, very good at what she does, scoring, can distribute the basketball, can get you some steals, 15 points per game. But again, McKinley, she has been steady and rock solid for you as well.
She has. She's played point guard for us for most of her career. And then, you know, really we have two point guards on the floor with her and Kaylin, but she's kind of moved off to the side, which has allowed her the ability to score more this year, knocking down 3-point shots at about right now on the year, she's at 47%, close to 60% the last five games, which is kind of absurd. But I mean, that just shows you the level of locked in that she is and the quality of shooter that she is. But she does a lot of other things for us too. Defensively, she's been great, phenomenal there, and finds other people too when teams key on her. So she's been a huge part and a great leader for us, not only on the floor but off the floor as well.
And then the other player, real quick, you mentioned the other point guard, Kaylin Haney. She's only a sophomore, 5'7". She's getting you over 10 points per game. But the one stat that's really just mind-boggling to me at any level, any grade, any classification, a 6-to-1 turnover ratio, that is pretty absurd. And it really shows the floor general aspect of it and just kind of the dominance in terms of kind of just leading the offense and that point.
No doubt. She's dynamic. Has the ability to probably score more than she does, but is able to get people involved and find other players. Really disruptive defensively, and yeah, takes care of the ball. She's a great guard, probably one of the best point guards in the state, if I'm being honest. And she makes us go. She's been great to have, and especially from last year, the growth she's had has been phenomenal.
A couple more minutes here with Kyle Porter, the Silver Lake girls basketball coach, getting ready for the start of the state tournament out here in Hutchinson with Haven in the first round. Our pregame brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. Well, let's talk about it. You're the top seed. You get the 8 seed here, of course, in this first round, the Wildcats of Haven. They finished fourth place in a very tough Central Kansas League. That league has a couple of other state qualifiers with Heston in this 3A bracket, also Hillsboro in the 2A bracket, so they play some really tough competition. Really their top two players from what I've seen, a sophomore and a junior. We'll kind of dive into that, but you've been prepping for them the last few days now. What's the one thing or two that really stands out about this Haven team?
Yeah, and in our opinion, they're certainly not an 8 seed or what you would think of with an 8 seed. They're a really good basketball team, very well coached. Coach Roper does a great job with them. The things that we've seen is just they're all, you know, pretty strong, and they have decent size, and they want to play through the elbows and at the block. And so a big key for us defensively will be to force them to score outside the scoring area, to try to limit them to one shot, because they are strong and do crash the glass. And then for us also just offensively, really looking to let our defense turn into our offense, to try to find ways to create turnovers and get the game in transition where I think it benefits us.
Yeah, and you look at their starting five, they're going to be able to match up very well size-wise, all starters, either 5'8 up to 6 foot. So again, they bring a lot of size. They'll play about four or five solid off the bench, so they certainly have some depth. But their leading scorer is Sienna Dufresne. She's a 5'9 junior all-league a year ago. She's averaging about 20 points per game. She had a monster sub-state with 25 against Larned and 21 and 5 steals against Lions. Seems to be kind of the top go-to player for them. What's kind of the dissection there to kind of stop her?
Yeah, she's a really nice player, especially as a sophomore. Really wants to get to her left hand and is very effective when she gets to her left hand and gets into the paint. And so we're going to do everything we can to try to influence her right. And if we do that and can kind of contain her, she's going to get some. And so we want to make sure and make everything she gets hard. And that's our goal. That's our goal. Limit those left hand drives. And if we can force her to shoot contested twos to her right, then I think we'll be effective.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, give us a few keys, expectations. What do you want to see from your team, and what's it going to take to get a win here today and move on?
Yeah, I think what it's going to take for us is to try to settle into our sweet spot early, to let our experience propel us, especially in that first quarter of your first round state game where maybe you got some nerves or some jitters. And just for us to be ourselves. We don't have to be anything else than what we've been all season. Make no game any bigger or any lesser than what it is, and go out, focus on competing one possession at a time, trying to string together stops and scores. And, you know, if we do that this week, the outcomes will take care of themselves, and that's our focus.
Silver Lake girls basketball coach Kyle Porter joining us here. They're taking on the Wildcats of Haven here in Hutchinson. First round of the Class 3A state tournament here underway today. Coach, as always, appreciate it. Thank you so much. Congratulations on getting to the state tournament, and good luck today against Haven.
Yep, thanks for your coverage, man. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll have the starting lineups and the tip-off after a timeout right here on KNZA.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
My name is Zach Lancaster. I am a lender at the Farmer State Bank. Something that we do here at Farmers is to help the customer to look for creative ways to get to financing. If there's something that's not necessarily possible at other banks, you can always give us a try, and we can see if there's something we can do to help you. If you're interested in taking a look to see if the Farmer State Bank can help you, then come see me and ask for Zach. See what we can do.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
A great early crowd here for game number one, semifinal number one from the girls' Class 3A. State basketball tournaments from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Top seed, number one ranked, and undefeated Silver Lake getting their state title run going today against the eight seed Wildcats out of Haven. Again, Brandon Tadman with you, Seth Tollefson, our studio producer here this afternoon, and let's get you the starting lineups here for this quarterfinal matchup. Let's start with Haven. Under head coach Dwight Roper, the eight seed and a record of 16-7 coming in. They will start the sisters of Sienna Dufresne and Sorrel Dufresne. Sienna, the 5'9 junior, leading scorer at 20 points per game, and Sorrel is a 5'8 sophomore. Sadie Estel returned to the lineup back on February 8th, coming off an ACL injury. She is a 5'10 senior and plays on the wing and in the post. And then you also have Carly Cooprider, who is a 5'8 sophomore. And their post presence is Avery Brauner, a returning starter from a year ago and a 6-foot sophomore, one of the best rebounders in their league at nearly 9 per game. So again, out of the Central Kansas League, the Haven Lady Wildcats under head coach Dwight Roper, 16-7 coming in, the 8th seed in the field. There's 5, Brauner, Estel, Dufresne, that is Sienna and Sorrel, and Cooprider. For head coach Kyle Porter in the number one and top-ranked Lady Eagles of Silver Lake at 23-0. Their dominance has been absolutely incredible. They will go like this. Kaylin Haney in the backcourt, 5'7", sophomore point guard, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds, a 6-1 assist-to-turnover ratio as well. Just absolutely dynamite statistics for the sophomore in Haney. Kaylee Dider also in the starting five. She's a 5'8 senior, a solid near 7 points and 5 rebounds per game. And then you've got the cousins, Cabrin and McKinley Kruger. McKinley, second leading scorer, 15 a game. And Cabrin is at 6 points and nearly 4 rebounds per game. Both are seniors. And then the Emporia State commitment, that is Mackenzie McDaniel, a 6'1 senior, absolute dynamite, first team All-State a year ago across four different publications, four-year starter, basically averaging 20 points and 10 rebounds per game. She eclipsed the 1,000-point total in her career back on December the 5th. So again, for Kyle Porter, he has over 100 wins in his short time with the Eagles, 23-0. They win by an average of 32 points per game. It's incredible. It is Haney, it is Diner, it is McDaniel, and then you got Cabrin and McKinley Kruger, the cousins, rounding out the starting five for Kyle Porter. Again, a little bit more about both of these teams for Haven. First time here at the state tournament since 2018. That year they finished in third place, and in recent years they have certainly had some really good teams, but the path has been blocked to state by having difficult substates. They got fifth place at their midseason tournament at the Wildcat Classic. Now again for Silver Lake. Fourth straight year they have made it to the state tournament. All 4 years under Kyle Porter, this team started the senior class. This is their time. Number one, the clear-cut number one, and the dominance has been incredible. 70-5 this team has gone over the last three seasons, but they have had to settle for being knocked out the last 2 years by the defending champs in Goodland each of the last two seasons in the semifinal round. But we'll see how it goes here after their first-round game here today. They're still, again, the dominance has been there four straight years getting here, but they have not won a crown since 2016. The Eagles will have the home whites, and the Wildcats will have the road black uniforms. Again, let's ride and appreciate everyone for hanging with us here. Our coverage continuing all throughout the day. We got multiple games across multiple networks here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Riverside, Valley Heights girls winners yesterday. Also the Axtell boys in 1A Division II. So congratulations to those teams that moved on to semifinals yesterday in their respective classifications. Courtside here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena, it'll be Mackenzie McDaniel who's going to be tipping it up against Avery Brawner for the Wildcats. Good student sections for both, good crowd support for both. The anticipation has arrived, and a run to the state championship starts now for both of these teams. And number one, Silver Lake and the All Whites have the opening tip with Kaylin Haney, the sophomore, working into the front court from left to right. She wants to drive a little hezzy, and she lays it in just like that. Kaylin Haney, the easy two, and the Eagles get the first basket of the game, not even 20 seconds in. Here come the Wildcats again from right to left. They average 45 points per game. They go down into the sophomore, Bronner, no, and a rebound for Kaylee Dider. Pushing into the front court quickly. Tip pass in the air and a near steal. McDaniel got it back. Her shot no good. And a near break there for the Eagles, but the Wildcats play good defense. Coop Ryder the rebound into the front court. 2-0 start, 40 seconds in. Eagles and Wildcats here. First of four quarterfinal games in the girls' Class 3A tournament in Hutchinson today. Here's a line and a drive by Sienna Dufresne, and the leading scorer has tied the game at two. She banks it in off the window from the left block. A minute in, a 2-2 tie. Dufresne with two, and Haney with two. Here's Haney working around a ball screen, thought about pulling back, skips it in the corner. This is McKinley Kruger from downtown, and she is nothing but nylon with the triple there. 5-2 Silver Lake. She is an absurd three-point shooter at nearly 48% on the year, and nearly 60% from downtown over the last six games. There's a block shot inside by McDaniel. Here comes Silver Lake. They want to push the tempo. It is Kruger to Kruger. Missing the far side layup is Cabrin from McKinley. And here's Haven pushing into the front court, and there's a steal and a foul. Haven turns it over, and Haney got the steal, and we get our first foul of the game at 6:22 to go in the first. It is Sienna Dufresne picking up the first foul of the game. A 5-2 start for Silver Lake, 6:22 to go in this first quarter. Here is Haney walking it with a casual dribble into the front court. This is Cabrin Kruger looking for McDaniel inside, and it's taken away, but nearly taken away. They get it back, and another three on the way, hits the rim twice, and falls off for McKinley Kruger, and a break there for Haven as they push it into the front court. Here is Sorrel Dufresne. Left side, it goes to her sister, Sienna, the leading scorer. Up top to Estel. Very good softball player. Is Sadie Estel, came back from an ACL injury in February. Haney nearly knocked it away from Sienna, but it's picked up by the Wildcats. Here is Sadie Estel up top. Here is a cutting Sorrel Dufresne. Her shot, no. Tipped into the far side corner, out of bounds, and it'll go back to Silver Lake. Good defense here in the first two-plus minutes for the Eagles. Again, they give up 34 points per game this year. Their winning margin of victory is 32.4 points per game. They've only had four games this year where an opponent's kept it within 20. There's another three that's a little bit strong by McKinley Krueger. She's one for three to start from downtown. The two misses have been close. And Haven still trailing 5-2 here, still early portions. Here is Sienna Dufresne. Her shot rejected inside. Good defense and a rebound off the miss by McKenzie McDaniel. Here's Haney into the front court. One-handed pass. McKinley again, a downtown triple. And just like the first time, she cans it. Nothing but nylon. McKinley Krueger, a downtown three. And it's 8-2 Silver Lake at 3 minutes into this opening quarter. Haven getting it into the front court. Half-court pressure here by the Eagles. And they have won 70 of 75 games, has Silver Lake, over the last three seasons. There's a short long two and a backside rebound for McKinley Krueger. Eagles with an 8-2 advantage here and a nice pass inside. Dider for two. Nobody. Mark Dider up the floor and Haney with a beautiful assist and a 10-2 start here for the Eagles. They averaged 20 points per game in the first quarter. That's by far the most. And there's a block shot. That was Cabrin Krueger, but Haven gets it back. Here's a long two. That one is no good from the right corner. And another rebound. This time for Cabrin Krueger. Here's a left side pass. This could cause a timeout. It is going to be a timeout. It's another left wing three. McKinley Krueger. She is unreal. Three threes and 9 points in the first 4 minutes. And a timeout just like that. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Silver Lake not skipping a beat from their first 23 games. They're out to a 13-2 lead here with 4 minutes in and four to go in this opening quarter. McKinley Krueger not wasting any time with three threes and 9 points. Also buckets for Kaylin Haney and Kaylee Dider. And the Wildcats loan 2 points for their leading scorer, Sienna Dufresne. But right now, it is a 13-2 advantage, an 11-0 run for the Eagles. They have been dynamite all year, and they are not messing around here in the early half of this opening quarter in state game number one. Last year, they went 23-3, lost to Goodland, the eventual champs in the semifinals, and then lost to Phillipsburg in the consolation final, so a fourth-place finish. And then 2 years ago, Silver Lake was 24-2 and finished in third. But they were the clear-cut number one all year, and they're off to an aggressive and great start here against Haven today at 13-2. Out of the timeout, Wildcats trying to run some here. They get it into the corner. This is Sorrel Dufresne. She puts it on the dribble, launching a pass to Bronner. Bronner driving, steps back, difficult shot from 15 is no good, and the Eagles get a rebound as Ella Boland is checked in, and she grabs that miss. McKenzie McDaniel wide open inside. Haney, another assist. It's too easy at this point. McDaniel, her first bucket, 15-2. It's a 13-0 run. It is all Eagles here in the first quarter. Here is Holzrichter, who has checked into the game, and a shot blocked inside, but a foul. And free throws coming up here for Sorrel Dufresne, the 5'8 sophomore. Got to stop the run here if you're the Wildcats. And they get the foul. Looks like they got it on Sarah Worley, who had just checked into the game, and her first free throw is no good. Actually, they say the foul, well, they have the numbers incorrect. I think it was on McKinley Krueger. Either way, the first foul, the first free throw is no good, but the second was good for Sorrel Dufresne. That is her first bucket of the night, first point of the game, I should say, and it's 15-3. Silver Lake by 12. McDaniel inside, missing a scoop shot, tipping it around, can't get a second chance, and the Wildcats pushing the tempo now with Estel into the front court. Here's Bronner, left side on the wing. Up top it goes to Estel. They get it to Holzrichter at the free throw line. Pass deflected, taken away, and then a whistle and a foul against the Wildcats. Wildcats with another turnover. It'll be their second foul. This one, leave against Sienna Dufresne, and the leading scorer has two first quarter fouls here for the Wildcats. Couple of subs in. Kaylee Dieters checked back in here for Silver Lake. 13-0 run was halted by a free throw for the Wildcats, but it has been all Silver Lake and a drive and a finish. This time, Kaybryn Kruger for two and the foul. 17-3, Silver Lake, and a chance at one more. They get Holzrichter with the foul, her first team third. Kaybryn Kruger, 5'7", senior, cashing the free throw, and the three-point play is good. And it is now 18-3. The lead is 15. 17-1 run here in the quarter. After it was knotted at two apiece, and there's an air ball three that goes out of bounds, and it's going right back to Silver Lake. 2:17 to go, first quarter. 18-3, Eagles by 15. Here is McKinley Kruger into the front court. 1,233 career points coming into the state tournament. She's already got three threes and 9 points in this opening frame. There's a drive, shot no, missed by Sarah Worley with some contact and a rebound for the Wildcats. Under 2 minutes to go in the frame, 18-3 our score. Wildcats in the all-black jerseys, fourth place finish in the Central Kansas League, and they throw it away. They were looking for Sienna Dufresne on the backdoor cut, and Estel just had a little too much on it. It went out of bounds. Here is Haney back into the ball game for Silver Lake. You got the Krugers and McDaniel and Dieter as well, starting five back on the floor for Kyle Porter. Approaching 90 seconds to go in this opening frame. All Silver Lake inside. McDaniel shot. No. Good defense inside on the double team. And no call with some contact. And here come the Wildcats pushing in transition. Here's a three right wing. And that is also an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. Best look they've had here in the quarter. This shot by Estel. It missed everything from the right wing. Zaprina Percy, a 5'7 junior, has checked into the game here for the Wildcats. 1:23 to go, first quarter. Silver Lake, 18-3, their lead on the 8 seed Haven Wildcats. Here is Haney, left sideline pushing, gets a high ball screen, works right, picks it up. McDaniel, deep positioning, too easy, spinning to her right, and putting it in off the window. McDaniel now with four, makes it 20-3, Silver Lake. There's a tip pass, Haney near steal. Getting it back is Percy in the corner. Left side pass, Holzrichter open for three. She nearly banked it in, but an offensive rebound is stuck back up and in by Sienna Dufresne. Much needed for the Wildcats. It's now 20-5 at 44 seconds left to go. We'll see if the Eagles want to play for the final bucket chance here in the quarter. Instead, no. How about just another easy post position inside for McDaniel, and she lays it in this time off the left block, and she's got six, and it's 22-5. Under 30 seconds to go. If you're the Wildcats, don't give the Eagles another chance, and they do as they turn it over. Here's Haney behind the back, driving all the way from the right wing. Hezzy, and puts it in off the window. Haney now with four, and it's 24-5 at 11 seconds to go in the quarter. Utter dominance here by number one. And another tip pass, another near steal. Haney with 4 seconds takes it away at midcourt. Kruger at the buzzer, short. Oh, that would have brought the house down. But number one showing why they were number one since the beginning. The Wildcats are in all sorts of trouble. Silver Lake 24 and Haven 5 after the first 8 minutes. Second quarter action coming your way next here on KNZA.
Most small towns don't have a local dentist, but Silver Lake, Kansas does.
Mitchell Dental, your local dentist, gives you all the benefits of a big city dental office with the charm and intimacy of the small town. Our dental team provides top-tier oral care from cleanings to crowns and much more. And soon, Dr. Mitchell and Dr. Weber will be joined by our new doctor, Dr. Kendall. For those of you in Topeka, Kansas, don't worry. We're also your local dentist with a beautiful location near 29th and Wanamaker. Mitchell Dentist, devoted to excellence, devoted to you.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Sheer dominance for Silver Lake in quarter one. They shot 10 of 18 from the floor and held Haven to just 2 of 13 from the field. And a turnover by Haven to start. Layup good. It's too smooth. And Haney now with 6, and the lead is 26 to 5, 15 seconds into the second quarter. Eagles winning by an average of 32.4 points per game, and they are well on their way to that number so far in the early going here. Here is Dufresne from downtown, no good. McDaniel pulling down the miss for Silver Lake. Three threes in the first quarter for McKinley Kruger to lead the way for the Eagles. Here's Dider, hands it off to Haney, right back in the corner. The last person you want to leave open is a Kruger from the corner, and that time it was Cabrin who missed off the front rim, and a rebound for the Wildcats. Here is Holzrichter, left side on the wing. It goes up top to Avery Bronner, who resets. A 6-foot sophomore and returning starter for this Wildcats team who finished 16-6 a year ago. They pass it inside. Bronner shot. Holzrichter, no, and a good backside rebound for Haney. 6:45 to go in the half, 26-5, as Dider caught it in transition and took an extra step and travels with it. That's the first turnover of the game by the Eagles. The Wildcats desperately need to go on some kind of a run to chip away here in the second quarter. 26-5 is the Silver Lake lead. Trying to go inside, Dufresne over McDaniel, block shot, good defense. Now pushing the Eagles, two-on-two break, and a layup, no, missing, and McKinley Kruger, a backside rebound, and a second chance here for Silver Lake. Here's Dider, why not? She'll try, short on a triple from the right wing, and a rebound by Holzrichter and the Haven Wildcats. Now 2 minutes in, 6 to go, quarter two. 26-5 is the Silver Lake lead. Here is Bronner at the point, guarded by Dider. Holzrichter gets it now in the right corner, closed out by Cabrin Kruger. Here's Sienna Dufresne, ball faking, getting by Haney, layup, good, and the foul. Nicely done, Sienna Dufresne. She's got 6 of the 7, and she'll get a chance at one more for a three-point play. Foul was on Haney, her first. Sorrel Dufresne is going to check back in. And also, Sadie Estel is back into the game as well for the Wildcats. Sienna Dufresne, a 5'9 junior. Keisha Covered had a Class 3A top 15 player to watch list going into the season. And she was on that list, and she missed the free throw. And pinballing around, and it's going to be a second chance as the offensive rebound is pulled off the missed free throw. And a backdoor cut underneath and out of bounds and tipped out by Silver Lake. So Haven keeps it. Down 26-7. At 5:37 to go in the half. Here is Bronner. Hands it back to the wing right with Sorrel Dufresne. Now they go to inside, and Bronner had it rejected at the rim once again. Good defense by McDaniel. And Haney walks it casually into the front court from left to right. Now puts a little more pace behind the legs. Top of the key, left side pass to Dider. Skips it into the corner to Cabrin. Now McDaniel inside, bump from behind, and she is fouled. Berks foul against Haven in the quarter. And they get that foul on Cooprider. That is her first. McKinley Krueger back into the game. We'll see Ella Bolin in as well for Silver Lake. Up top it goes to Haney. Nearly had it knocked away. They set it up. Here's Worley for three, and Worley delivers. Sarah Worley from downtown. She's got a 31% clip from behind the arc, and it's now 29-7 at 5 minutes to go in the half. Everybody getting involved here for the Eagles early. Haven going inside, taken away by Bolin there. Good defensive effort. Now Haney, hesitation. She'll go all the way, missing a layup, and it's tipped to the free throw line. Now McDaniel, Haney again. Shot this time goes in there. McDaniel the assist, and Haney for two, and she's got eight in the half, and it's 31-7. 4:35 to go in this second. Haven a ball fake up top. That was Dufresne. That's Sorrell Dufresne. Into the corner it goes. And back up top here to Estill. Here's the drive. Layup. No. Tipped out of bounds. And it's going back to the Eagles. That was a miss there by Sienna Dufresne. It was a good look. Just couldn't finish with the left hand. It's a 31-7 Silver Lake lead at 4:15 to go. Clock moving second quarter. Haney's had a good half, doing a little bit of everything. 8 points, dishing out some dimes, has a couple of rebounds. Here's Worley driving McDaniel, turns, missing the layup, tips it back up, nearly had another make off a second chance. Now Haney again, left side on a third opportunity here, and up top here to McKinley Krueger. Krueger getting by two defenders, easy, and a layup missed by McDaniel. Boy, had it perfectly set up. They'll say $1 million move with a 10-cent finish. And slapping the hands in frustration there is McDaniel off a miss, point blank. 3.5 minutes to go in the half, 31-7, the Silver Lake lead. Here is Estill. Up top it goes. Sienna Dufresne from downtown, front rim no. Another Haney rebound. She'll push the tempo. Down the middle, looking left. No look, pass to the right, and missing the layup again. This time it's McKinley Krueger. Oh, man, Haney upset. I set it up with a no look. It would have been a top 10 play. But instead, a couple of missed buckets inside, keeping the Wildcats afloat. Here's a shot from the elbow that hits off the heel. Second chance up and in. This time for Avery Bronner off the offensive rebound. Bronner has her first two. It's 31-9 at 2:55 to go in the half. Subs ready, the next dead ball for both teams. Here's Haney around a ball screen, hesitates, too much speed. You can't stop it. Haney now with 10 with an easy layup with the right hand. 33-9, the Eagles lead at 2:35 to go in the half. They get it to the free throw line here. It's Cooprider turning, facing, nearly had her pass taken away. Now Bronner, right back to Cooprider, into the corner. Shot blocked by Haney, or correction, that's Worley. They're going to call the foul on Worley, and three free throws coming up here for Sienna Dufresne. At 2:23 to go, they get Worley with the foul on a three-point shot. And Dufresne will shoot three. A lefty's first, in and out, no good. She's now 0 for 2 at the line. 33-9, the Silver Lake lead here late first half. It's been dominance from the get-go. And that second attempt is good. 7 of the 10 points for Haven has come from their best player in Sienna Dufresne. Cabrin Krueger back onto the floor. Bolin back in as well for Silver Lake. Second is good, or I should say the third is good. Dufresne goes 2 for 3. She has 8 in the half. Silver Lake lead at 33-11 at 2:18 to go. In this first half of play, good pass by Krueger into the corner. Worley a little strong on a 3. And saved underneath to the 3-point line, and Dider able to chase it down. 2 minutes to go in the half. Here is McKinley Krueger, knifing away through the defense. Kicks it left here to Dider, right back to Krueger up top. The reset. McKinley dribbling waist high with the right hand. What's a high ball screen from her cousin, trying to get to the rack. Lost it off her knee, out of bounds. And we'll say last touch by the Wildcats. Down to a minute 49 left here in this first half. It's a 33-11 Silver Lake lead. Eagles will throw it in. Cabrin Kruger, right side of her own backboard. Looking over the top to her cousin McKinley. Gets it there, high right. They get it into the corner. Dider untouched for three. Got it to go. Dider in the corner. For some reason, the Wildcats refuse to guard anybody in the right corner. And this time, Dider makes some pay. She's got five. And it's 36-11 at 90 seconds to go in the half. Here is Holzrichter with a shot inside. No. Dider fighting for the rebound and gets it off to Worley, who slows it up here with McKinley Kruger into the front court. Little hesitation now. Worley driving. Gets it inside. Wide open on the backside is Ella Bolin, who now gets into the books for an easy two. And it's 38-11 Silver Lake. Just over a minute to go in the half. Wildcats just desperately need to get this to the break. Into the corner it goes. Sorrel Dufresne. Baseline drive. They get it inside. Kuprider underneath. Holzrichter got it to go. Nice pass from Kuprider. Holzrichter has her first basket, and it's 38-13 Silver Lake at under 50 seconds to go in this half. And right now with the basketball, McKinley Kruger with it just in front of midcourt, wasting some time here, dribbling to the near side. Man-to-man defense by the Wildcats. Down to 32 seconds. It was 24-5 at the end of one. It's 38-13 as we're inching to the end of half. And there's a bump and a foul with 22 seconds to go on the perimeter. They'll get Sorrel Dufresne, and they'll get Haney and McDaniel back in for this final possession, potentially, for Silver Lake. Here is Haney. Boy, she has had a phenomenal first half, and again, just crazy the numbers she can put up. As just a sophomore, the handle's ridiculous as well. Going between the legs, working on the defender in Estill. 9 seconds to go. Once a ball screen, doesn't use it. Goes left. Here's Cabrin in the corner. Gets to the elbow. McKinley deep with 2 seconds to go. It's high off the heel! And it falls through! As high as the shot clock above the backboard, and it goes in. When it rains, it pours for the Wildcats, and the Eagles continue to soar. Another three for McKinley Kruger. Four from behind the arc. She's got 12 to lead all scores. Our halftime is here at 41-13 Silver Lake. And our halftime coverage is next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Number one, Silver Lake, trying to put it away early. They lead it big here at the half over Hayden. We'll talk about it after a quick timeout here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Hello, I'm Nils Bergston from Bergston Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-7000. 3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State High School basketball coverage. The 2024 Private Treaty Bull Sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
KNZA.
Well, goodness gravy, the Silver Lake Eagles, number one ranking, number one seed, and undefeated coming into this state tournament. Boy, they are putting on a show here at the half, leading the 8-seed Haven Wildcats 41-13. Brandon Tamman here from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Seth Tollison, our studio producer, keeping us locked in and on the air here in this early afternoon of high school hoops. Again, our halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, just a sheer dominance in the first half. At one point, it was a 17-1 run in the first quarter by Silver Lake. They led 24-5 after the first period, and it was a 17-8 advantage for them in the second quarter, and they lead it here 41-13 at the break. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services and Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, just dominance for Silver Lake. They shoot 17 of 33 from the floor. That is good for 51.5%. They were 6 of 12 from 3 and made their lone free throw attempt. They out-rebounded Haven 20 to 15. And 4 of those 20 were offensive rebounds. Just one first-half turnover by Silver Lake. Very good there to 12 assists. So 12 assists on 17 made shots. Just a very good number. And Kaylin Haney, again, you want to talk about a half. She wasn't the leading scorer, but she had 10 points, 6 assists, 5 steals, and 2 rebounds. She is on a triple-double watch as we hit the second half. Leading scorer, though, McKinley Kruger. She was 4 of 8 from the floor, 4 of 7 from 3, and the 12 first-half points. And her plus-minus at 28. Very incredible. 5 points and 5 rebounds for Kaylee Dider. Pretty quiet first half for the Emporia State commit. Mackenzie McDaniel, 6 points and 4 rebounds as well. They also got 3 points from Cabrin Kruger. And they got 3 points from Sarah Worley and 2 points from Ella Bolin. Sienna Dufresne, the leading scorer for Haven. She had 8 in the first half and then 2 apiece from Avery Brawner and Carly Cooprider. And then they also had 1 point from Sorrel Dufresne. They had 7 turnovers to just 1 assist in the first half. Haven was held to 5 of 24 from the floor. That's just 21%. They were 0 of 5 from 3 and 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Our halftime score, all Silver Lake, 41-13. We'll take a look at the bracket and check in on some of the other scores and teams from around the area as well. The Silver Lake Eagles big over Haven at the half, 41-13, and we got more right after this.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Silver Lake Bank was established in 1909 and is still in full operation at the original building on Railroad Street in Silver Lake. Silver Lake Bank cares about you, the consumer, with digital banking available, savings and investments, also business credit lines, or if you're needing to pick up a real estate loan. Contact Silver Lake Bank today at 785-582-4651 or visit their website at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With record record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Our score at the half, Silver Lake girls all over Haven in the 1A matchup here in first of four quarterfinal games in Hutchinson, 41-13. Again, just dominant from the opening tip. The other games in the bracket here in the first round, the 4-5 matchup will come up next. That'll be 20-3 Heritage Christian taking on 19-4 Topeka Hayden. Of course, we had Hayden at the sub-state last week at Royal Valley. They put down a couple of beatdowns over a couple of schools to get to this point. Again, Hayden had big wins over Jeff West in the championship and then ACCHS in the semifinals. So Hayden, they get a very good Heritage Christian team in the 4-5 matchup, which is coming up after this one. The 6 o'clock game tonight, the 2-7, two-time defending champs Goodland at 20-3. They're taking on the 7th seed and 17-6 Girard. And then it'll be Heston and Cheney in the 3-6 matchup. Another very good matchup there. Heston 20-3, Cheney at 19-4. Certainly familiar names that have been around these parts over previous years. We'll take a final 30-second timeout. We'll come back second half coming up. It's been all Eagles soaring and trying to get to the next round. And 41-13, they look pretty good here. Second half coming up next here on KNZA.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
Kansaland Radio.
Now Silver Lake's been in cruise control from the jump, and their lead on Haven is 41-13 as we get ready to start a second half of play. McKinley Kruger, the leading scorer for the Eagles, 4 threes and 12 points. Kaylin Haney on triple-double watch with 10 points, 6 assists, and 5 steals. In that first half, quiet first half for the Emporia State commit, Mackenzie McDaniel, 6 points and 4 rebounds. But just, again, sheer dominance, the Wildcats. Let's see what they have as far as a potential answer. They have a long way to climb out of this one. But we still got a second half to play, so let's see what happens. 41-13, Silver Lake with the opening possession of the third quarter. They now go from right to left as we sit courtside. They go backdoor. Haney running into a double team on the baseline. They had a deflected pass out of bounds. It stays here with Silver Lake. Only four teams have been within 20 of Silver Lake this season. The closest game was against Rossville, who was very good this year as well. Of course, rivals Will Silver Lake. That was a 13-point win at 65-52. That's the closest game that Silver Lake has played this year. A turnover and then another turnover leads to a Haney layup. Kind of a bizarre sequence there going through those stats, but Silver Lake picking up where they left off. Easy deuce by Haney, and it's 43-13. The lead is now 30. Wildcats going from left to right here in the second half. Here is Bronner with the basketball, short corner right. They go up top with Cooprider, and now go inside to Bronner, and she has a tough shot that falls through. And Bronner now with 4, and it's 43-15. Not quite a minute into the second half. Here's Haney into the front court, gets a high ball screen from Dider. Little pick and pop. Dider a 3, short, and a rebound for the Wildcats. Here is Dufresne into the front court, hands it off to Sadie Estel. Estel, very good softball player, coming back from an ACL injury. Played just a few games since early February. Estill has it, dribbling to the right, whistle away from the ball. And a foul against Silver Lake at 6:39 to go in the quarter. I think they get Dider here, and they do. That's the first on Dider. And the Wildcats to throw it in underneath their own basket. Here is Bronner faking a handoff and now fires along two that is halfway down and out. And the Eagles grab the miss there with Cabrin Kruger. Here is Haney slowly walking into the front court. Now, head of steam gets by looking for a back door. Dider throws one up, banks it in with the right hand. Kaylee Dider, another assist for Kaylin Haney. Dider now with seven, and it's 45-15. Haven with the basketball. Left side it goes to Sorrell Dufresne. Now up top it goes with Estill. Estill bouncing it to Bronner, short corner right, deflected out of bounds. Good defense inside by Kaylee Dider to knock that one away. Well, Silver Lake well on their way. It's 6:04 to go in the third, leading by 30. They were the lone unbeaten left in Class 3A by their 10th game of the year. Everyone in the classification had already at least lost one game by Silver Lake's 10th game. There's a shot inside by Cooprider that falls. And the first basket for Cooprider makes it 45-17 at 5:45 to go in this third. Haney, right side pass, it goes. Now Cabrin Kruger, Dider diving in from the elbow, missing with the left hand. McDaniel, too easy, offensive rebound and a stick back. Too deep, too much position. And McDaniel now with eight. 47-17, team exchanging buckets here early in the third. Still a 30-point lead for Silver Lake. Go inside, Bronner shot no, but a foul yes. Bronner will shoot two. Second Silver Lake foul, and they get Dider again with her second. Avery Bronner, a sophomore, listed at 6 feet. First free throw good. She's got five in the game. Makes it 47-18. Haven 3-6 at the line in the first half. And 2-for-2 here in the second half with Bronner. She's got six. 47-18 Silver Lake at 5:14 to go in this third. Haney dribbling into the front court, crossing over from left to right, holding up four fingers, calling the play. Guarded man-to-man by Estill. Here's a floater from the left corner that's short. Backside rebound. Dider with a miss. And can't get the third opportunity. Now pushing into the front court. Estill. Dumps it down to Sienna Dufresne, caught in a double, kicks it left, three by Sorrell Dufresne, and she nearly got it to go, but she is fouled, and the second time tonight that Haven is fouled on a three-point shot. And they get Worley with the foul, her second, and this time it's going to be Sorrell Dufresne that's going to shoot three. 5'8 sophomore Sorrell, the younger sister of Sienna. And her first free throw is short. 4:47 to go in the third. Silver Lake's lead 47-19. Still two free throws here for Sorrell Dufresne, leading three-point shooter as well for the Wildcats. Her second is good. She's got two in the game. Ella Boland is checked back in. Or Silver Lake, McKinley Kruger, McKenzie McDaniel, also Haney still out there, along with Worley. Third is no good, so a 1-for-3 trip there for Sorrell Dufresne. And here comes Haney again into the front court, casual with her dribbles from left to right. Or correction, from right to left, beg your pardon. McDaniel shot inside through two defenders and too much muscle there. Another one easy at the rim for McKenzie McDaniel. She's got 10. 49-20 at 4:20 to go in the third. Near turnover by the Wildcats, but chasing it down is Sorrell Dufresne. Up top it goes. This is Estill. Estill looking for a back door. Cooprider not there and a turnover. Taken away by Silver Lake. Halfway down, halfway to go in this third. Dominance has been from the jump with Silver Lake's lead right now at 29 points. Here's Bolin, top of the key, puts it on the dribble right, gets it off to Worley on the wing, diving inside, kicks it back up top. Bolin tries, she's off right side on a three, and a rebound for the Wildcats. Pushing it up the floor, long pass, caught by Cooprider. Correction, this time it was, no, I was right, it was Cooprider. And a foul is going to be against Silver Lake. They get McKinley Kruger with the foul, her second. Their correction, they say it is her first foul. Team foul number four, so the final 3:40. Haven's going to be in the bonus here in the third quarter. Silver Lake's lead at 49-20. They led it 24-5 at the end of one and 41-13 at the half, and there's another air ball three by the Wildcats. They have struggled from the outside. And it goes back to Silver Lake here. 3.5 minutes to go in the third. Here is Haney near sideline, pushing the tempo now, once getting across midcourt. Hands it off to Bolin at the point. Now up top here to McKinley Kruger. Wants a McDaniel screen, doesn't use it, goes right, kicks it to Worley in the corner. Back up top to McKinley Kruger. Now Worley again, sets and fires a three. This is short. McDaniel the offensive rebound, a lot of muscle, and draws the foul on a putback attempt. The foul here on Bronner, that is her first. And the first free throws of the game for Mackenzie McDaniel. Mackenzie McDaniel, an Emporia State commit, averaging 20-10 on the year. It's a dominant force, first team All-State last year, across multiple publications. She was a little bit strong on the first free throw, just 46% at the line this year. She dropped about 10% from her free throws from last year to this year. That has been the one struggle for her, and she goes 0-2. And a foul against Bolin on the rebound attempt. We'll give it back to Haven. Actually, free throws coming up as Bolin picks up her first foul. And we walk the other way to shoot two free throws. 3:06 to go in this third. It's a 49-20 Silver Lake lead. And the leading scorer for the Wildcats at the line to shoot a pair. Sienna Dufresne, 8 points in the game, all in the first half. The lefty fires and drills the first. She's got 9 in the game to lead the Wildcats, and she is now 3 of 5 at the line. Her second is good. She goes 2 for 2. Dufresne into double figures. She has 10, and it's 49-22 with 3 minutes to go in the third. Kenley Kruger gets a handoff from Dider up top, takes it all the way. Easy pass. Bolin missing the shot, but she's fouled from behind. And Ella Bolin's going to shoot two. Dude, the Haven foul is on. They get Holzrichter. That is her second. And the second team foul. Bolin's first free throw, no good. Bolin appearing in her 21st game of the year. Limited action last year, just came in averaging 2 points per game. But the second free throw is good, and Bolin's got three. 50-22, Silver Lake, under 3 minutes to go in this third. Here is Estill into the front court. Sienna Dufresne diving, layup good. Nicely done. Sienna Dufresne now with 12. 50-24 at 2:40 to go in this third. Kenley Kruger up top. Dider has it. Angles left. Hands it off to Cabrin. Kruger on the wing. Gets in the paint. Facing the bucket. Now spins away. Worley wants to dive in. She'll go coast to coast and draws a foul. Driving in from the right wing and finishing near the left block, Worley will shoot two. The foul against Sadie Estill. So here's Worley at the line. Hit a three in the first half for lone points, and her first free throw attempt of the game is buried. She's got four. 54% shooter at the line as a team this season. Eagles right north of 60%. seconds. Hits the front rim, gets the touch. And she goes 2 for 2. 5 points in the game for Sarah Worley. And it's 52-24 at 2:26 to go in the quarter. Wildcats scored a bucket early. It was a 2-2 tie. And then Silver Lake followed with a 17-1 run. And it's been domination ever since. Here's a step back by Bronner, short from the right corner. Good defense and closeout by McDaniel, and Silver Lake can't secure the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. And the Wildcats fortunate to keep that possession. Just over 2 minutes to go in this quarter. Silver Lake's lead 52-24. Looking to go to 24-0. Oh, Sienna Dufresne, nice move on the block and gets the inbounds and puts it in. 14 for Sienna Dufresne. She's got 14 of the 26 for Haven. And the lead a double up now, 52-26. McDaniel inside, little fadeaway. Nice touch with the right hand. Dropping it in with a little fade action. Mackenzie McDaniel with 12. 54-26 as we approach 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Here is Sorrell Dufresne. Right side to Estel. Into the corner with Bronner. Correction, that's Holzrichter. Now here's Cooprider, a drive, throws it up, no. A lot of contact inside. Second chance up and in for Sorrell Dufresne. Sorrell Dufresne has 4, and it's 54-28 at just north of a minute to go in the third. Dider top of the key, one dribble right, gets it off to McKinley Kruger. To the left elbow, had it knocked away, but Haney gathers on the left wing. She'll drive, no look, pass inside. The vision is sensational today and all season long for Haney. McDaniel, another easy one. She's got 14, and it's 56-28 at under a minute to go. And there's a pass that sails out of bounds in the corner. Another turnover by the Wildcats. Boy, Haney, so smooth with the basketball. She had 6 assists at halftime, and she has added to that number here in the third quarter. Came in averaging 6 assists to just 1 turnover a game. And again, just a sophomore. Dider inside, fadeaway Jay, nearly got it. McDaniel fighting for it, second chance up and in. McDaniel starting to cook here in the second half. 10 in the third quarter, 16 in the game. And the lead back to 30 at 58-28. Final 20 seconds of the period. Here's Bronner driving in, just immediately bumped, throws one up, no, tipped out of bounds. And it's going to stay with the Wildcats. At 14 and a half seconds to go. McDaniel again just starting to show a little strength and a little extra muscle inside. Here's Holzrichter, left side it goes. Bronner a deep three, it just hit nothing but backboard. Final 8 seconds, rebound for Silver Lake. Here is Haney pushing. McKinley Kruger, 3 seconds, driving and is bumped and fouled with 2 seconds to go. Silver Lake will not go to the line. Haven had a foul to give. So 2 seconds, 1.9 to be exact. They get Cooprider with their second. Here is Cabrin Kruger to throw it in. 2 seconds to go. They want to try to get it inside to McDaniel. They have to launch it into the backcourt. Another deep three. McKinley left it short. That'll take us to the end of the third quarter. Dominance continues for Silver Lake. They lead it by 30 in game number one of the tournament. Our score, Silver Lake 58, Haven 28. Final 8 minutes coming up next here on KNZA.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center with Dr. Shannon Weber and her team are passionate about what they do and are happy to share the dedication with the community. Locally owned veterinary clinic and pet supply center right off Chestnut Street in Silver Lake. Proud to support Silver Lake Athletics. It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, Feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
Well, to the fourth quarter we go. Again, our game broadcast here brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Visit them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet service in Northeast Kansas. It's a 30-point Silver Lake lead on Haven at 58-28 as we start the fourth quarter. The Wildcats scoring more points in the third than they did in the entire first half, but problem is they still gained zero ground. They actually lost 2 points still to Silver Lake in that third period. So number one on their way to the semifinals, got to close it out here with a 30-point lead. Haven with it to open the final frame. They get it to the elbow, whistle and a foul. They'll get Dieter on a push. That is her third. And team foul number one. A great second game is on tap. It'll be the 4-5 with Heritage Christian and Topeka Hayden. Of course, Silver Lake will await the winner of that game. Haven to throw it in after the foul on Dieter. They get it into Sienna Dufresne, driving in from the free throw line, forcing a tough shot, drawing the foul, and she will go to the line. They got Cabrin Kruger with that foul. That is her first. Team foul number two. Sienna Dufresne at the line for two more. This one is good. Well, she has been solid. She's got 15. But outside of that, just not much help. Bronner with 6, and Sorrell Dufresne with 4. And Sienna knocks that one down. She is 6 of 8 at the line and has 16 points to lead the Wildcats. Just getting going in the fourth quarter. It's a 58-30 Silver Lake lead here in round one of the state tournament. Dieter, a little pull-up J, nearly banked it in from the left block, tipping it around. McDaniel getting it back, rips it away. McKinley Kruger, a downtown three. It's halfway down and out. Her cousin Cabrin cleans up the trash, puts it up and in. Cabrin with 5 makes it 60-30 at 50 seconds into this fourth quarter. Sienna Dufresne wants a Bronner screen, didn't get much with it. Now steps back and fires a long 2, nothing but net. Sienna Dufresne, 18 now in the game, 10 in the second half, and it's 60-32 at 6:50 to go in the game. Haney with a crossover, left wing working, gets it back into the corner. Now up top it goes, Cabrin off to McKinley, right back to Cabrin. Triple threat, puts it on the dribble, lost it off the hip, out of bounds, and last touch by the Wildcats. Silver Lake team. Just rich tradition across so many sports, and they've been one of the best here in girls basketball over the last 5 years, hands down, but they haven't won a state title since 2016. Here's a Dieter three that missed right off the rim from the right wing. Haven now trying to push it. They get it up to Dufresne. Sienna puts it off the window using a little muscle and puts it in. Boy, Sienna Dufresne looks good. She's got 20. But again, just no help elsewhere. It's 60-34. As we're coming up on 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. Here's Cabrin. Haney now a touch on the right wing. Backs it out to the wing, and now a whistle, and McDaniel gets called for a 3 second and a turnover by the Eagles. They have not turned it over much in this game. That time McDaniel just camping out. It's a little bit too long. 2 minutes in, 6 to go in the fourth. Dominant Silver Lake performance. Their lead 60-34. Came in averaging 66.5 points per game, appear to be on that track. Maybe eclipse that number here, depending on the final 5:45. Here is Bronner along two, front rim no, Dieter high for the rebound. Here's Haney into the front court, pushing the tempo, one-handed shovel back to McKinley, a three, got it! The shooter's touch is in. McKinley now at 15 and 5 threes. It's her first bucket of the second half. And it's 63-34 at 5:20 to go in the game. Another assist for Haney. Wait to see the official stats once the game is over, but she may easily have a double-double with points and assists. There is a deep right-wing three. Might have been partially blocked in a rebound for Cabrin. Kruger brings it into the front court. Hands it off to Haney. 5 minutes to go in the game. Silver Lake's lead at 29. Here's Cabrin. Kruger in the right corner. Ball fake. Bouncing it. Dider shot good. Dider now with 9 in the game and a whistle and a timeout. It's going to be a full, so we'll follow suit. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 4:49 left in the game. All Silver Lake. We're back after this.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist. Quality, safety, guaranteed.
Doc Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Number one, Silver Lake girls on their way to the semifinals here in Hutchinson. They lead Haven in the first round game, 65-34. At 4:49 to go in this ball game. Again, Brandon Tabman, Seth Tollefson working hard back in our KNZA studios. We got a multitude of teams still in action. Riverside Valley Heights girls, winners yesterday in Dodge City. The Axtell boys pulling away in the second half in their victory. They'll get Lebo in a semifinal tomorrow. We still got the Atchison boys in 4A. We still got, again, a multitude of teams. Centralia, Frankfort girls out in Colby. Stay up to date. All the same.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State high school basketball coverage. The 2024 private treaty bull sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center with Dr. Shannon Weber and her team are passionate about what they do and are happy to share the dedication with the community. Locally owned veterinary clinic and pet supply center right off Chestnut Street in Silver Lake. Proud to support Silver Lake Athletics.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at Holton Hospital.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist. Quality. Safety. Guaranteed.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Seth Tollefson here with you. Some technical difficulties here against Silver Lake all over. Again, their opponent here in this ball game as Haven. Again, their opponent in the first round, Brandon Tabman. We'll try to get him back on here in just a second as this game getting close to winding down. We'll also have more coverage come up tomorrow as well. You're listening to high school basketball here on your local sports authority, KNZA.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Kansaland Radio. KNZA.
Silver Lake leads 70-36. Final 2:40 to go in this one. Brandon Tamman against Seth Tollison, our studio producer. Timeout. Both teams, I think, going to go a little bit deeper into the bench here. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Mackenzie McDaniel, 18 points. McKinley Kruger, 6 threes and 18 as well. Kaylin Haney has 12. Kaylee Deiter has 9 to lead this Eagles team as they're going to punch that ticket to that quarter, or I should say that semifinals, which they'll get either Heritage Christian or Hayden on Friday. That will be a 4 o'clock start time here from the Hutchinson Sports Arena, and then the girls championship Saturday would be played at 6:15, and the consolation final on Saturday would be played at 2 o'clock. So again, Kyle Porter and crew about to go to 24-0. They've emptied the bench. Paige Hyman has checked into the game. We'll get some of these names in there as we get along here. Taylor Zordel is into the game. Gets it off to Savannah Wendy. Here's a drive and kick into the corner. Zordel, ball fake, driving into the paint. Kicks it right. This is Alana Brewster who is into the game, and that one's up and in. And that is Zordel who finds the rim there for two. Makes it 72-36. Just over 2 minutes to go in this game. Wildcats are going to get to the state tournament here, but come up one and done in this first round. Wildcats will finish with a 16-8 record. They finish with a 16-6 record last season. They'll go 16-8, but make it a step further here in 2024. But the Eagles, again, just too much from the tip. It was a 2-2 tie a minute in. Eagles went on a 17-1 run, and it was dominance from there on out. Here's a shot in the paint that's up and good by Sadie Estel. That's her first two. And a timeout, I think a substitution timeout here for the Wildcats. Might pull the seniors off the floor here. In the late games tonight, the other two on the other half of the bracket, two good ones, 2-7. It's Goodland, the defending champs. Actually, the two-time defending champs taking on the 7-seed Girard. And then the 3-6 matchup will be 20-3 Heston and 19-4 Cheney. Of course, Heston in the same league as Haven, the Central Kansas League. They produced 3 tournament qualifiers with Haven and Heston here in 3A, and then also Hillsborough, who was a 2A qualifier. Down to a minute 38 to go. 72-38 out of the timeout. Both teams emptying the bench. And here is Zordel, who is into the front court from right to left. Gets a high ball screen set there by Brewster. Gets it off to Wendy. Curls, left-handed shot. Might have been fouled, no call. And a second chance is up and no good. A rebound by Alana Brewster, and she'll shoot two. Brewster, a 5'11 junior. Limited action last year, fairly limited here in her junior year as well, but the first free throw is off, no good. Brewster, 50% at the line coming in, not a ton of attempts this year. Trying to hit that mark and got it to go, 1-for-2. 73-38, Silver Lake, 1:20 to go in this ball game. Up top, this is Ida Cabbage, a 5'7 sophomore who is in. They go inside, kicks it. Ida Cabbage a look, missing from a long distance two, and fighting for the rebound. Haven gets it, shot up, no, but a foul. Offensive rebound by Hallie Williams, a 5'6 sophomore. She'll shoot two. It's exactly a minute to go in the game. And they get the foul on Hyman for Silver Lake, her first. This is Williams at the line. Free throw on the way, and it's off, no. Silver Lake will go to 24-0. This will be their 71st win in their last 76 games going back to 3 years ago. Just an incredible dominant run. And the second free throw missed, but it went out of bounds. Haven able to keep it with a minute to go. Ball fake in the corner. This is Percy. Now Williams pulls it from the elbow, hits the rim twice, falls off. Rebound for Brewster and Silver Lake. Final 42 seconds. Silver Lake has dominated all year for 23 games. It'll be now 24. Here's Jaden Wise, who gets a touch and then bumped up around the perimeter, and a foul. This one going to be against Ida Cabbage. That'll be her first. And both teams now, three fouls a pop in the quarter. But we're less than 30 seconds away from wrapping this one up. Eagles led 24-5 after one, 41-13 at the half, and then 58-28 after three. And another bump and a foul on Ida Cabbage. A little heavy on the perimeter, bumping over Wendy. Stops clock at 21 seconds. Final foul to give. Next one would put Silver Lake at the line. So Silver Lake is going to run down the time here and move to 24-0 on the year. Another pass deflected out of bounds. Final 10 seconds to go. This is Wise to throw it in. Top of the key. Wendy, a deep three. Front rim, no. Tipped around. Offensive rebound. Stuck back up and in. Icing on the cake. As a time in for two and a foul with 5 seconds to go. 75-38. 4.6 now on the clock, to be exact. Williams to foul her first, team fifth. Free throw up. No, a little strong, but an offensive rebound. And then it's thrown away in the final seconds, and that will do it. Absolutely dominant performance by number one and top-ranked Silver Lake. They defeat the 8-seed Haven in the opening round of the state tournament here in Hutchinson. Final score, 75-38. Post-game show is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Eagles dominant on to the semifinals. We'll talk about it after a break here on KNZA.
You say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life.
from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Dominant performance for the Silver Lake girls in the opening round at the 3A state basketball tournament. Eagles over the 8 seed Haven Wildcats 75-38. Our post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Brandon Tabman, Seth Tollefson, our studio producer today. It was a 2-2 tie, both teams getting early buckets in the first 45 seconds of the game, and then Silver Lake followed with a 17-1 run. They led 24-5 at the end of one. Their halftime lead would be 41-13. They would lead 58-28 after three and would go on to win it again 75-38. So they await the winner of Heritage Christian Academy and Topeka Hayden. Those two in the 4-5 matchup coming up in about 39 minutes from now. That game will be played tomorrow at 4 o'clock, which we'll have here on KNZA. Well, let's go to the stats. They are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Shooting numbers in the game for Silver Lake. They hit 31 of 63 total shots, good for 49%. They hit 8 of 22 from downtown, a 36.4% clip. And they were 5 of 10 from the free throw line. You know it, at 50%. Fur Haven, they struggled. They shot a little bit better in the second half, but they finished 14 of 44 from the floor, just shy of 32%. They did not hit a 3. They were 0 of 8. From downtown, Wildcats hit 10 of 17 from the free throw line. Let's go to the other team numbers here before the individual tallies. Points off turnovers. Silver Lake a 15-0 advantage in points off turnovers. They forced 12 Wildcat turnovers, and Silver Lake with just 5 in the game. Silver Lake had 46 points in the paint compared to the Wildcats 24. Silver Lake's advantage in second chance points, 17-8. 16-2 their advantage in fast break points, and 13-2 their advantage in bench points. Silver Lake's leading scorer tonight was a combination. Mackenzie McDaniel and McKinley Kruger, both finishing with 18 points. McKinley had 6 threes in the game. Mackenzie McDaniel had a 9 of 14 clip from the floor. McDaniel also a near double-double. She had 9 rebounds. And a solid game again from the sophomore point guard and Kaylin Haney. She finishes 12 points, 8 assists, 5 steals. Did not turn it over. She also had a couple of rebounds as well. Silver Lake out-rebounded the Wildcats 40-24. They had 12 second-half offensive rebounds, did Silver Lake, and 16 total offensive rebounds in the game. Some other scores for the Eagles in this game. They got 9 for Kaylee Dieter. They got 5 from Cabrin Kruger. They also got 5 from Sarah Worley. They got 3 from Ella Bolin. 2 apiece from Taylor Zordel and Paige Hyman. They also got 1 point from Alana Brewster. Scoring for the Wildcats, again, 20 from Sienna Dufresne. She was 7 of 14 from the floor and 6 of 8 at the line. They got 8 from Avery Bronner, and then they got 4 from Sorrel Defrayed, and then 2 apiece from Sadie Estel, Carly Cooprider, and Sydney Holzrichter. Just a dominant performance, to say the least. Again, Silver Lake, a 17-1 run early in the first quarter. They did not look back with another dominant performance and victory here today, again, by the final score of 75-38. Our player of the game, it is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Just so many options to choose from. You look at your top scorers, Mackenzie McDaniel and McKinley Kruger. Again, both finishing with 18 points. But I'm going to give it to Kaylin Haney here. She is a stat sheet stuffer. And just her ability to manage a game at the point position, her handles, multiple sweet dimes, no looks, to wide open players, had just Haven in all sorts of pretzel-like shapes throughout the course of the game. So the stat line for Kaylin Haney in this one, 12 points, 8 assists, 5 steals, 2 rebounds. She also had a blocked shot and did not turn the ball over. She was 6 of 8 from the floor, did not attempt a 3, and did not attempt a free throw in 25 minutes of work. So Kaylin Haney, our player of the game, it is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for us here on KNZA. Of course, we still got multiple teams in action across 92.1, 103.9, and CARE 93.7 here the rest of today, and of course into tomorrow with semifinals and then potential championships and consolation final games on Saturday as well. Best way to stay up to date with our locals, go to mscsports.net. It's all the recaps, all the scores, getting you settled in for what should be a fantastic next 48, 72 hours, roughly, of high school hoops in the state of Kansas. But again, too easy for Silver Lake in the first round, beating the 8-seed Haven Wildcats, 75-38. For Seth Tollefson, our studio producer, I'm Brandon Tabman. It'll be Silver Lake against the winner of Heritage Christian and Topeka Hayden in a semifinal tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. We'll have that game for you right here on KNZA. Until then, I'm Brandon Tabman, signing off from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Thanks for listening to State Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming. America.